You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has taken aim at a group of Democratic Congresswomen of colour on Twitter. He called the women foreign-born troublemakers who should go back to the broken and crime-infested places from which they came. The tweets drew sharp rebukes from Democrats and others, not least because all the women to whom Mr. Trump was referring are American citizens and all but one was born in the US. Mr. Trump was almost certainly referring to New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her allies known as the Squad. They include Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley and Rashida Tlaib. Only Ms. Omar from Somalia is foreign-born. CNN political commentator Maria Cardona says the remarks are shocking.
It's the president of the United States.
Yeah.
These are freshman women who are coming in to fight for their communities whom he has insulted, marginalized, and attacked from the moment he came down those stairs when he called Mexican rapists and criminals.
Republicans didn't immediately comment on the president's tweets. The remarks may have been intended to further divisions within the Democratic caucus over internal debates on liberal policies. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi has been seeking to minimize Ms. Ocasio-Cortez's influence in recent days, prompting the freshman to accuse Ms. Pelosi of trying to marginalize women of color. But Democrats were united as they denounced the president's tweets, Ms. Pelosi tweeting that the president wants to make America white again. Mr. Trump's comments came as at least 10 cities across the US braced for federally sanctioned immigration raids and mass deportations. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the raids are part of a strategy to keep people divided.
I do know this is not about the security of the people of this country, and it's not about enforcing the law. This is a political act by this president. He has politicized a United States government agency to help him win re-election. That's what's happening right now. And he's stoking fear, and he's trying to pit immigrant against citizen in a way that's very, very cynical.
Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez recently returned from a visit to the border between the US and Mexico and gave an emotional testimony during which she described migrant detention centres as concentration camps.
And what was worse about this, Mr. Chairman, was the fact that there were American flags hanging all over these facilities, that children were being separated from their parents in front of an American flag, that women were being called these names under an American flag. We cannot allow for this.
Vice President Mike Pence also visited a Texas detention center last week. A reporter on that visit described an overwhelming stench from migrants packed into cages, but Mr. Trump said the facilities are clean but overcrowded. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.